Pollsters continue to slice and dice the electorate. There's a raft of new polls out, and most of them show President Bush edging ahead as he heads into the Republican convention next week, that lead still within the margins of error. Joining us to talk about how the numbers are shaping up is Frank Newport, editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll. Thanks for being with us.
My pleasure.
Your poll, done for USA Today and CNN, shows the president with a slight lead in a two-way race, President Bush versus John Kerry. What are the numbers exactly?
Without Nader in the mix, it's among likely voters, 50% tell us they would vote for Bush slash Cheney and 47% Kerry and Edwards. People say, oh, Bush has moved slightly ahead, but actually in our polling, Bush had moved ahead right after the Democratic Convention. This is the third poll we've taken since then. Right after the Democratic Convention, the Republicans got more motivated, not the Democrats, and that's still holding true as of this most recent poll.
We've been talking about a two-way race, but a curious thing seems to happen in a number of polls that have come out. When you throw Ralph Nader into the mix, President Bush does better, actually, with Ralph Nader out of the race. Why would that not work to John Kerry's benefit to have a two-way race with Ralph Nader not in it?
Well, the conventional wisdom has always been that Nader would hurt Kerry. We've not seen that, actually, all year long. Even in our most recent poll, the gap between Bush and Kerry is roughly the same with Nader in or without Nader. So we're not able and have not been able to find any strong empirical support for this hypothesis that at least nationally, Nader is a critical wounding factor to Kerry's chances. Now, that's not to say that in certain key swing states it might not work that way, but at least nationally, it's not a one-for-one.
There's one thing that I'm not sure I understand at all from these poll results. If you look at the questions that are being asked, like, is the country on the right track? Do you approve of the job the president's doing on the economy? Do you approve of the war in Iraq? A lot of the answers to those questions actually seem to work against the president. He's got high negatives in a lot of those areas. So how is he still managing to hold on to this slim lead? What's determining that?
Well, we look back historically, and that's been the case in previous elections. Back in 1996, we had a way under a majority who said things were going well for the country, and yet Bill Clinton coasted on into victory over Bob Dole in that election. So we have not found that dissatisfaction with the way things are going necessarily translates into throw the bums out. The attribution of causality for that can be different. In fact, Bush, in some of his campaign, is kind of saying, I know things aren't going well for the country, i.e. terrorism. That's why you need to keep me in office, because I'm the only one that can try to handle it. So voters don't necessarily blame the president 100% when things aren't going well.
You also asked questions about the Swift boat ads that have been attacking John Kerry's service in Vietnam. What did your polling show on those questions?
Well, the number one fact to me is how many people say they're aware of them. You know, 43%, which is a huge number of Americans, say that they've seen the ads. Now, a lot of them didn't see them, you know, in their primary form, because really the buy of the ads was not that big in terms of the primary broadcast of the ads in their traditional sense. I think a lot of Americans saw it on the secondary rebound when CNN and all the other news channels replayed them endlessly as they talked about them. I think that's where Americans saw them. And another 30-something percent of Americans say they've heard about them. So we've got over 8 out of 10 Americans who are aware of the Swift boat ads, whether or not they've seen them directly. So that's fact number one. Fact number two is the majority of Americans say it that Kerry's military service right now doesn't make any difference to them, and about as many say that it makes them less likely to vote as more likely to vote for Kerry. So it looks like to us the impact of the ads themselves, at least based on what voters tell us right now, is a wash.
We've been talking about overall polling, but what happens when you look specifically at, say, electoral votes or the battleground states that people are considering will actually determine the results of this election? Does that fall into line?
Yes, it's close. You know, various people will look at various polls in various states, and they end up saying, we can't really tell yet. It looks very close. We're polling in selected states here at Gallup, and the problem is when you separate out the 15 or 17 states that most experts would say have the potential to go either way, and you do a poll in it, what do you find? Well, you find the polls show it quite close in those states. So when you try to do that electoral map at this point, you end up saying we're still in a position where it could go either way because so many of these swing states are within the margin of error.
Frank Newport, thanks very much.
My pleasure.
Frank Newport is editor-in-chief of the Gallup poll.